The former chief executive of the clothing brand Abercrombie & Fitch has been arrested and charged with running a prostitution and international sex trafficking operation. Ex-CEO Mike Jeffries, his partner Matthew Smith and their employee James Jacobson are accused of taking advantage of young men, many aspiring models, and abusing them. Our reporter Sheila Nocton has been speaking to Harriet Alexander, New York-based senior features reporter for The Times, about this case.
On Tuesday morning, three men were arrested on charges of sex trafficking and prostitution. The men, two of them were in Florida, in West Palm Beach. One was in Wisconsin. The two in Florida are Mike Jeffries, who was the CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch, and his partner, his romantic partner, Matthew Smith, who's actually British. The person arrested in Wisconsin was their employee, a man named James Jacobson. And prosecutors in New York say that the three men essentially worked together to traffic young men, aspiring models, many of them, to Smith and his partner, Jeffries, essentially so that they could be abused, traffic them for sex. And this is something that that happened between, well, essentially between 1992 and 2015. So it was more or less throughout the time when Jeffries was in charge of this very important fashion label. So it's charges of sex trafficking, cross state lines, which makes it a federal crime, and prostitution. Now, Mike Jeffries is now 80. He actually left Abercrombie & Fitch 10 years ago. He's now 80, and the sentence, if they're found guilty, it could be life in prison. So it's very severe charges indeed.
Are they all facing the same charges?
Well, Mike was the CEO. He was the money man. The charges are all the same, but they were all working together on this. And Jeffries was the one who controlled this enterprise. He was being paid a huge amount by Abercrombie & Fitch. At one point, his salary was $48 million. Huge amounts of money at his disposition, and he was moving these young men around the world. Jacobson was employed by Jeffries and by his partner Smith to essentially try out the young men. That means exactly what it sounds. And if they were found to be suitable, then they would be sent on to Jeffries and to Smith.
This came as a result of a BBC kind of investigation. So what can you tell us about a bit of the detail there, or where this all came from?
Yes, that's right. So the BBC actually found eight men who were willing to speak to them about what they had gone through. They told similar stories of being recruited by James Jacobson, essentially for the pleasure of Mike Smith, Mike Jeffries and Matt Smith. This really sort of, I suppose, lifted the lid on what had been happening. After the BBC documentary, then there was a civil case that was brought in New York involving some of the men. And this is now the first criminal case that has been brought against this trio.
Has there been any reaction from the current senior management team at Abercrombie?
They have said that they're horrified by this. They also point out that they say they knew nothing about it. There's also no suggestion that it was done on company property or in company time.
So then finally, what is next? So when and where will they appear in court?
Well, Matt Smith, because he's British, he actually was held in custody because he's considered a flight risk. The other two, so Mike Jeffries and James Jacobson, they were released on bond. Jeffries actually paid $10 million cash bond, which I think shows you what a wealthy man he was. But they will all appear in New York on Friday for their arraignment there.
And that's journalist Harriet Alexander speaking to our reporter Sheila Nocton.